95.9 WATD, the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team, and it's time now for our Paws and Claws segment. Even the best pets can clean up their own mess. Call the clean team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit thecleanteam.net. Thecleanteam.net. All right. And in this segment, our great friends over at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists, you know we do this on the second Tuesday of every month. Lorelei DeVolio is on the line. She is our special guest this month. Lorelei, good morning.
Hey, Rob. Good morning.
How you been? How you doing?
Recovering from the cold and so happy to hear it's almost 70 degrees, did you just say?
Yeah, that's what they said. It's going to be close to 70 degrees today. I've been loving, people have been posting on social media, I'm sure you've seen them as well, where they have posted a picture of a road during the storm. And then the picture only a few days later. It's great. I mean, my neighborhood, we can actually, it's a two-way street again. I mean, this is how it's been. Yeah. It's been crazy. I imagine it's been all melting away where you are, Dan, too.
Indeed, it has been. You can actually back out of the driveway going straight now.
I know, with all those goofy maneuvers.
Yeah, you have to do is just put it in reverse and just back up.
You can
watching
go
out for people, of course.
Well, yeah.
But,
so.
Yeah, you don't have to make some weird turns or zigzags or anything. It's amazing.
How about that, Lorelei? Same where you are, I imagine? Snow's going away?
Yeah. We earned it, yeah, for sure. It's so much better.
All right, so this week we're going to talk about, let's see, so the topic says budgies. Okay, so budgies, is this a, this is not like a snack like Pringles, budgies? Is that like somebody at the office?
No.
I ran into Budgie out back. He wants $5-$10 by the end of the week.
That's kind of like bungee jumping?
Bungee jumping. That's a good one. But no, that's not it, right, Lorelei? What are budgies?
No, you're so far off. So budgies is short for budgerigars, which are basically what we commonly know as parakeets, one of the most commonly kept parrot species as pets. And there are so many people who have these guys as pets. It's one of my favorite topics, and we just wanted to highlight some of the important things people should know about them.
All right, so let's talk about, and we'll get into that. So budgies, it says big personality, small body. Are they native to Australia? Is that true?
They are. They're native to Australia. And, yeah, you are correct about that. They are one of the smallest parrots that are there. They're not the smallest, but definitely one of the smallest. And they have enormous personalities. You know, they are extremely friendly. They can have great vocabularies. They can talk and mimic really well. They're acrobatic flyers. They bond really well with each other and with people. And they're just lovely little animals.
Wow. Okay. So now would you recommend, make good pets?
Well, I mean, they can make good pets. But like with any exotic animal, you do need to do your research and learn a little bit about them. And just know that, you know, when I think a lot of times people go to pet stores and they see parakeets in these small cages, and they sell, a lot of times pet stores sell like parakeet starter kits or these tiny little cages with a bag of seeds. That is really inadequate. I wish we could get away from those kind of marketing tactics.
Yeah.
So if you're prepared to actually purchase a good, high-quality, large cage that is large enough for more than one parakeet, because you should never just get one. They're very social animals. They should live in groups of at least two or more.
Okay.
And you're prepared that you need to, you know, offer them fresh vegetables and give them actual healthy diets and bring them to a veterinarian for wellness care, just like you would a dog or a cat. If you're ready to commit for that, then yes, they can make wonderful pets.
Okay, so again, the things to take note of would be the size of their enclosure, and also you're saying you shouldn't, if you can, not just get one alone.
Yeah, I mean, they really, really don't do well. Like, think about if you've ever seen flocks of birds in the wild. Well, parakeets are no different. They don't live solitary lives. So putting a bird alone in a cage is generally not considered humane for what they should, you know, spend their life doing. They groom each other, they socialize, they have companionship behaviors. So those are really important things to consider in addition to all of their health needs.
Okay. So, again, what are some things in terms of what would they eat for food and how much food would they typically need?
Well, so they are little, but they do have very high metabolism. So they need to provide enough nutrition. In the wild, these guys will eat a lot of sprouting seeds or grasses. You know, if you've ever looked on, like, YouTube, there's cool videos of them going to the ground in Australia and drinking and eating from the ground where there's, like, grasses and things. So in captivity, obviously it's impossible for us to recreate that. We don't have the same species of grass that's sprouting in Australia.
No.
So what we do is provide them with a pelleted diet that is a commercially made diet that's kind of like a dog food is for dogs. It has all the nutrition that they need, and that should make up maybe like 60-70% of their diet, with the other part of their diet being maybe some sprouted seeds that you can sprout yourself or purchase, like alfalfa sprouts and things like that, and some fresh veggies. Parakeets love broccoli florets and carrots and maybe a little slice of fresh apple and thing, you know, blueberries. They do really well with healthy fruits and colorful vegetables.
Okay. We're talking this morning about budgies, big personality, small body, with, again, Lorelei DeVolio with us, Cape Cod veterinary specialist, as we're talking about, again, just like with any of the exotic species, make sure you do your due diligence. Maybe, as you said, do some research first, you know, maybe not for like a smaller kid, but maybe for older, someone that has the responsibility to take care of it properly.
Absolutely. I mean, I think people often want to buy these smaller animals for children, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. My first pets ever were parakeets that I got for my 6th birthday, and it is what gave me the love of avian medicine later in life.
Oh.
So I'm not saying it's good for kids. I just think the parents need to obviously accept the responsibility that this is a family pet, and the kids are just part of that. They shouldn't be, you know, left to their own resources caring for these birds necessarily. You know, these birds need to be able to fly and have exercise, and you need to make sure that it's safe in the home. There's a lot of risks at home. Like, think about things like ceiling fans, open doors and windows, or, you know, if birds are out of their cage flying, which ideally they should be to give them exercise, they can have a lot of accidents. Like, I mean, it sounds awful, but they can fly into flushing toilets or boiling water on the stove. I mean, there's a lot of risks that you have to kind of be aware of that we like to talk to people about when they come in for wellness and general checkups, so we can educate them about these things.
Do people usually take the birds out of cages then? I've never had a bird as a pet. And are you allowed to let them fly around the house, or people do anyway?
Well, I mean, they're your pet. You can do whatever you want with them.
Yeah,
we try to encourage people to let birds fly, you know? I mean, that is what nature has, you know, created them to do. And I think it's great not only for their physical health, to keep them in physical good shape, but also their mental health. You know, keeping a bird in a cage and not allowing it to do that one thing it's actually meant to do is also, you know, arguably considered not humane for that animal. So we try to help people create safe environments that their birds can fly, whether it's, you know, putting them in one room or a bathroom or somewhere where they can't get into physical harm or trouble, but still could get the benefits of flight. And that goes for really any pet, parrot, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Let's see. We had a texter texting in, 781-837-4900. If you have any questions about budgies or any comments, 781-837-4900. Jared wanted to text in and says, I had parakeets growing up. They were great pets, says Jared.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing pets. Like I said, they were my first pets as a child, and they are so engaging. I used to love having my parakeets ride in on my shoulder. They would keep me company doing homework. We would watch movies together. They share meals together. I mean, they love sitting with like, in the wild, they eat in groups. So it kind of makes sense that, like, my birds would sit at the kitchen table with us and pick at my cereal bowl and land on my dinner plate and eat the peas off my plate and things. And, it's so much fun.
Who wouldn't want a kid, you know, who wouldn't want a parakeet eating peas when you were a kid? Wouldn't that be the best thing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What were, Lorelei, you must know, what were the first names of your birds?
Oh, my first bird ever was named Blue Eyes, and he had a girlfriend named Penny.
Oh, a little story there. Maybe for another time.
Another time. It's a good story.
All right.
I'll tell you. about it.
Lorelei DeVolio, is always great to have our friends from Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. And, you know, you might want to look into budgies then, B-U-D-G-I-E. And again, native to Australia. And check them out and learn more. And, of course, Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists are friends on the second Tuesday of every month. Thank you, Lorelei.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great one.
You too. Paws and Claws on WATD.